Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined tonight by cryptographer Jeremy Horwitz and teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw. Here's your host, Dan Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend and can spare us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're encouraging you to call and participate. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So it's up to you to fill in the blanks for us, I hope. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, and that is the numeral 1, mindsovermatter1, at gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but the emails all get read, so thank you for those who've been emailing, and keep those coming. So again, that is mindsovermatter1, the numeral 1, at gmail.com. And if you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw will be radio silent during the Oscars next week. So please don't be offended if she doesn't text you back. So I guess you won't be going to see Manos. Hands
I will not.
That's why she's radio silent.
Yeah. All right.
No, I'm going to a concert, which was poorly planned on my part. So
all right.
Going to have to tape it and watch it.
Okay. And?
Jeremy Horwitz is looking for a way to see All the Money in the World before the Oscars. Does anyone have a screener he can borrow?
It's true. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, just had some dental surgery to put in two new fake teeth and can no longer be described as having all original parts.
Yes. And if I sound a little chipmunky, that's why.
I hope they're new fake teeth, not someone else's. That's good.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So we will begin with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. On the subject of the Oscars, who is the only Division I basketball player to win an Oscar?
So, Division
wow.
One.
Yeah. Is this for acting?
It is for acting.
Wow.
I know. Somebody asked me this question, and I thought it was a great question.
That is.
Can you give us any sort of time frame on it?
On the playing or the
on the
Oscar?
Oscar.
The Oscar is very recent.
Wow.
For acting.
Yeah.
Division One.
Just start naming Oscar winners, but
can you tell us if it's for a leading role or a supporting role?
It was a supporting role.
Mahershala Ali?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Say St. Mary's Gale.
All right. All right. Give us another question.
Okay. What movie won the first Golden Raspberry or Razzie Award for Worst Picture of the Year in 1980?
Wait, 1980? Is this that disco
Can't Stop the Music?
Can't Stop the Music, yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you got it.
It was kind of stuck in there, though.
Yeah.
It was a good team effort.
Have you seen it?
No, God. I've seen Menno's Sands of Fate,
it's
though.
Spectacular.
I've seen it. It's entertaining in a horrible way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Unlike Menno's Sands of Fate, I just wasn't entertained by that at all. Apparently, I'm not watching it the right way.
All right. Give us one more if you got it.
Okay. Sure. Sasha Hostein username Scarlet, recently became the only female player to ever win a major international tournament of what video game?
StarCraft.
Yes. Oh, wow. Man, I have to bring my A game with you.
All right. And Jeremy. Well,
I was thinking Korean because of just watching the closing ceremonies. Yeah. All right. My first question, what were the last two movies I watched? Now I'm going to give you a hint. let's see. One actor won an Oscar for his performances in both movies. And both as real-life people, and one of those real-life people is also portrayed in another film, though not to an Oscar, by someone who won back-to-back Oscars for acting.
Okay.
I could make that more convoluted, but I'm not sure how.
Go ahead,
do it again.
Sure. So the last two movies I watched, by the way, they came out 1 year after the other. Those two movies have won an Oscar for the same person for acting, and both those roles are real life people, and one of those real life people has been played by another person who's won back to back Oscars. I'd like all five films and both actors.
Can you give us any sort of time frame on this?
Sure. I was alive for all of these.
Well, I can either be insulting or not.
I'm letting you two. Like, that doesn't narrow it down at all.
Okay.
Are
these films up? So these films are not up for any sort of consideration this year.
One of
them is.
One of them, the fifth film that isn't the back-to-back, either of the back-to-back pairs.
Sure.
And there was a slight surprise that the person wasn't nominated. I don't know. That's not even fair.
So does it have anything to do with... No. I was going to say Winston Churchill, but...
It does not. That's not. A...
Okay, yeah.
All right. Read the question just once more, because
sure.
It is convoluted.
Oh, yeah, no, to say the least. Okay, so there's two chronologically back-to-back films, back-to-back years,
right,
where there's a person who was nominated and won an acting Oscar for both of those films. And they're both for playing real-life people. And one of those real-life people has been portrayed in film, in fact, in a 2017 film, by someone who also has won back-to-back acting Oscars. There are not a lot of people who have won back-to-back acting Oscars. In fact, there are five people who have won back-to-back acting Oscars. So one pair of films is from the 70s, the other is from the 90s.
So is Jason Robards in there?
He certainly is.
Okay. So one of the films is All the President's Men.
That's the first. I watched that a couple nights ago.
And
so it'll be Meryl Streep for The Post?
It'll be Tom Hanks for The Post.
Okay.
The Post?
Plays Ben Bradley.
Okay.
Tom Hanks plays Ben Bradley.
Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks won back-to-back for?
For Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
Absolutely. Yeah. Only thing missing is, what is the 1977 film that Ben Bradley won an Oscar for playing a real person who is not Ben Bradley? And I watched this last
night.
Ben
Bradley won an Oscar for playing a real person who is not Ben. No.
Jason Robards won an Oscar. I may have said what you just said.
Then,
that's not what I meant. Jason Robards for...
That would be Melvin and Howard.
No.
Oh, it's not.
He
Melvin.
Was nominated for that, but that's like 80, I think.
Was he in the Parallax View?
That's 78 also, I think.
And that's, I don't think it's him, is it?
But that certainly has some overlap with All the President's Men.
Okay.
You sure you didn't win for Melvin and Howard?
I'm sure.
Okay. And wasn't Julia?
It was Julia.
Was it Julia?
Yeah,
wow.
Which somehow won two Oscars. Right. And after having watched that, I wondered, I should look up what else came out in 77, because yeesh.
All right. All right. Did we get everything on that?
We're out of time. Yes, that is everything. Yeah.
All right, ask another question.
Another, really?
Yeah.
All right. That's okay, so that's two of the people who've won back-to-back acting Oscars. Who were the other three?
Could have called that coming.
Yep.
All right. And just to want to give people the phone number again, we have a couple of lines open. So those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zeed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So the first question I have is about optics. So this beautiful woman dressed in a red dress, and also she also walks in a room that have green light. What people in the room will see her dress? What color do people in the room see her dress?
So green light on red paint, red
vest, and red dress. Yeah, you know, she'll wear the red dress. But the room is lighted with green light. So other people in the room, what color dress would they see her? You know, take a choice. Okay, a couple of choices?
I've got
six. I mean, you know, so what do you think? What color do you think she was?
Black.
You're right.
Very nice.
You know also thing about science. You do. It has all to do with reflection. Right, it is black.
Yes. Do you know that as a cinematographer?
I do. Nice. My teachers would be very proud.
This woman is very smart, by the way.
Good.
You know, very, very proud that you got her on the show. Okay,
thank you.
Question. I love cats, as many Egyptians. In fact, at one time, I missed them. I had more than 30 cats in my house. I don't anymore, but I miss them all. Okay, so ancient Egyptians loved cats so much, when their home cats died, they mummified them and they kept them at home. And through Egypt, there's tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of mummified cats. But more than that, when their home cats died, ancient Egyptians did something to their face. They mourn a lot, and to express their mourning, they did something to their face. What do you think they did?
Something to the face of the cat, you mean?
Huh? Yeah, when the cat died. When their home cat died, the ancient Egyptian did to their own face. I mean, the family did something to their own face.
Oh.
Mom and pop and kids did something to their own face.
I don't know.
Not to the cat face, no, to their own face.
Did they draw or tattoo tears on themselves?
No.
Did it involve drawing anything on their face?
No.
Attaching
whiskers.
Feather, yeah.
So
feathers. Wow, wrong.
It had nothing to do with...
It's really very sad.
Black.
And, very romantic.
Black makeup.
They shaved their eyebrows.
Eyeshadow.
They shaved eyebrows. So when you see your neighbor with shaved eyebrows, it was a message, I just lost my cat.
Ah, all right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I like people to ask, you know, kind of, you know... real question, thing that really get people attention. That would be great.
All
thank
right.
you, Rachel. I wish you great success.
Have thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. You have a couple of lines open right now. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. That's how she knew that. Black question. And Jeremy Horowitz, of course, cryptographer. So,
and that's why I didn't know the answer.
That's right. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Okay, so let me ask a couple questions here. Who was the first U.S. president to attend the Olympics? It could be winter or summer.
Isn't Roosevelt the answer to every first president
it was
question?
Not Roosevelt.
And I had two Roosevelts there, I got to guess. Wow. All right.
Who is the first U.S. president to attend the Olympics can be either winter or summer.
You want to give us a ballpark?
Give us the exact year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So in office, I assume you mean?
Yes, in office.
Okay.
I'm just at this point, I'm just going to be guessing presidents from 1896 to present.
I'll give you one guess.
All right. Wilson.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to go later and say, like, George H.W. Bush.
He did attend the Olympics, but he wasn't the first
one. Not the first, okay.
Right. So who was the first U.S. president ever to attend the Olympics? Can be winter or summer. The second question, also on the Olympics. What are the seven most overused pieces of music in Olympic ice skating? What are the seven most overused pieces of music in Olympic ice skating? I'll give you each one guess.
The theme from Game of Thrones. I mean, it was used once, and I think that's overused.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, it's not an opinion.
I mean, the most commonly used,
let's put it that way. Fair enough.
Overly used.
Sure. Nutcracker, something from Nutcracker.
Nothing from Nutcracker.
All right.
No.
Are you, is this including this year when there were lyrics?
Sure,
allowed?
I am including all years.
Okay. Because there was a lot from Moulin Rouge this year.
No, this is a cumulative over all the music played over skaters in the history of the Winter Olympics.
The Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
No.
Okay.
This predates the music. This music predates Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I'll give you each another guess if you didn't get anything right.
Jeez, rub it in.
Okay.
So again, what are the seven most overused or most commonly used pieces of music at the Olympics for ice skating, dancing, etc.?
Something by Aaron Copland.
Nothing by Aaron
Copland.
Wow. And there is
John Cage?
There is nothing by any American composer.
Wow.
Okay. Something from...
Remember, we're taking in all the countries.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, but America's the best at winter... Oh, that's not right.
Something from Cinderella?
So Finlandia?
Nothing from Finlandia or Cinderella.
No, okay.
No.
Like the ballet Cinderella? No?
No, there's... Okay. I mean, you're on the right track in that there is ballet music.
Yeah.
Because it lends itself to that. But no, not that.
Okay.
So again, what are the seven most commonly used pieces of music for Olympic skaters at the Olympics themselves? So again, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
So this song stuff you're looking for, I'm not sure, but was one of them done by Pat Boone's daughter?
You Light Up My Life?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So then I'll just go on to the Oscar stuff.
And these are not really songs as they are pieces of...
Actual music.
Actual music. Well, not that a song is not a piece of actual music. But, you know.
Sorry. Fortunately, I'm not on the radio, so I won't get bad mail.
That's
right. So, these Oscar winners that were back-to-back.
Yes.
Spencer Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Louise Courageous and Boys Down. Louise Rainer for Great Ziegfeld and Good Earth. Very nice.
And I think that Charlene Theron got it.
Charlize Theron has one Oscar.
Oh, she only has one.
Yes.
Monster.
Well, I got two bells.
Pretty,
okay.
Yeah, two is pretty nice out of three.
Okay.
Thanks, Thomas.
Bye.
Bye. And... next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Bharat here from Sunnyvale.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So I had a few questions. So the first one should be, I think, fairly easy to get. There are two U.S. presidents who have taken the oath of office four times. Name both.
The oath of office for president of the United States?
That is correct.
All right, I'll take the low-hanging fruit and say Roosevelt, F even.
Okay, I'll give you the F.D. Roosevelt, yeah.
Obama.
One? That is correct.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know why he had taken it
I know
times?
He took it three times at least. I didn't realize he doubled up.
Well...
Did he double-double?
Chief Justice Roberts...
Flubbed
the
several
yeah.
lines.
The original oath.
Right, that's the first... double. The second double was, I think, the inauguration or the change happened at the inauguration was on a different day than the actual change or something.
Oh,
so
that could be.
He took the no there weird. Was something like that the second time around. I don't know the exact details, but yeah, he took it four times too. So
all
I
right.
think those are the only two. I don't. There's no way of actually verifying something.
I feel like there's a way to verify. But,
Okay. Here's a nice one. So the most of us have an iPhone. So if you look down at your iPhone, you have one in the room. The Apple Maps logo on your iPhone actually changed its picture when iOS 11 came out, and it now shows the intersection of Wolf and I-280. Why did they change the logo of the Apple Maps?
Is that the new where the new Apple headquarters is?
That is correct. It is the new Apple headquarters. Okay. Here's another one. This is pretty interesting. This is something somebody wrote on May 4th, 2009. It says, be sure to tune in and watch blank blank on Late Night with David Letterman as he presents the top 10 list tonight. This is the first in a very infamous list, something we kind of look at almost every day. What is this, the first in which list?
2009?
Right.
So infamous.
FBI 10 most wanted. I look at that every day.
It's some might argue this is more infamous than that.
Wow.
It's not a criminal list, if that's what you're thinking, but it's something you just can't miss any given day when you go online or open the papers.
Open the papers? They still make papers?
Yep.
I forgot about that. Interesting.
Open the 2009.
or watch TV. It's there all over the place. This list keeps getting added to on a daily basis.
Is it people killed in combat?
No, oh, okay. Nothing that sad.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'll give it to you. This is the first tweet that Donald Trump ever wrote.
Oh. It's sad. Arguable what's sad. And
that
what
is pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have one last question, but before that, I had a quiz competition for charity. Do you mind if I think your listeners might be interested?
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned it last week, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's a quiz competition for charity. We do it every year. We're doing 7 years now. It's on March the 3rd, Saturday, for kids. So I'm doing one for elementary school kids and middle school kids. You can just find us by Googling Bay Area Quiz Competition, and you'll find us. It's in Santa Clara. So it's on March 3rd.
All right.
Okay. Here's the last question.
And the prize is there's you win only... elementary school students? Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, nothing.
Yeah. Well, you can drop. I think, so Kira is actually a member of our quiz club, the Bay Area Quiz Club.
Excellent.
So we do this every year. So here's the last question. There's only one Summer Olympics that officially is listed as being hosted by two different cities.
1956. Which Olympics?
There was no Olympics in 1966.
No, 56, and it was Melbourne and Stockholm because of the equestrian.
Yeah, this came up last week, I believe.
Oh.
Melbourne
oh,
and Stockholm for the they had the
this is just a stock trip.
There was
equestrian
a quarantine
competition.
Yeah, it was equestrian
in
quarantine.
Stockholm.
Yeah,
right.
That is correct. Yeah, so they had to hold the equestrian event
right.
in a different place. Yep. Okay. Well, great. Thank you. And if you can drop by, that would be great.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
And Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay. I have a list of television spin-offs, and I would like to know what show they originated from. And Jeremy is very excited. All right. The Jeffersons,
mm-hmm.
Kenan and Kel,
mm-hmm.
Pinky and the Brain,
mm-hmm.
The Legend of Korra, K-O-R-R-A, A Different World,
mm-hmm.
Saved by the Bell,
mm-hmm.
and Family Matters.
Go through the list once more if you want.
Sure. The Jeffersons, Kenan and Kel, Pinky and the Brain, The Legend of Korra, A Different World, Saved by the Bell, and Family Matters.
All right. I guess I'll start with... I don't know, Saved by the Bell is so weird. It's a spin-off. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss mm-hmm. is the precursor show there.
Good job.
And
Jeffersons is from All in the Family.
Yes, it is.
And that was so pathetically easy answer. I feel ashamed.
I always feel like I could throw some easy ones in there.
Not really.
Like Legend of Korra.
Family Matters. It seems like
Family Matters is a spinoff. The mom on Family Matters was the elevator operator on Perfect Strangers.
Is that?
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, good job.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll leave it there.
Okay.
And the ones left over are?
The ones left over are Kenan and Kel, Pinky and the Brain, The Legend of Korra, and A Different World.
Kenan and Kel, that's so. A couple of those are Disney, would be Disney Channel shows.
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Was it Nickelodeon?
It was
Nickelodeon, I'm
it was,
sorry. Yeah.
It was from All That, right?
I mm-hmm. said. Yeah, from All That. All right.
Okay. That was the answer.
Yeah, that was the answer.
All right.
Yes, it was.
If you keep talking about this, I'm just going to keep answering
yeah.
them. So.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. Well, I have a couple of answers, actually. For the last one that Cameron just mentioned, A Different World is a spinoff of The Cosby Show.
It right. certainly is.
And then, Dana, for your question about the Olympics, I'm only saying because of proximity, is it 1984? Is it Ronald Reagan?
Yes, it is Ronald
was
Reagan.
Was he the first president?
Yeah, that was
in L.A.?
You would have thought I was before that, but no. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I don't know whether or not you're traveling overseas. I know the presidents used to stay away, actually.
Well, we had the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles, but the vice president went to that.
Well, St. Louis right. as well.
Right. Well, I thought yeah. Hoover probably didn't want to show his face was my guess at that.
Well, you might be right about that.
Yeah. But anyway, and then for the Olympics music, is there something from Swan Lake?
There is something from Swan Lake. Yes.
The theme from Swan Lake?
Good.
Right. Yeah, but you said there's no American music.
There is no American music on here. No.
So no contemporary pop music.
Not in the top seven anyway.
Okay. All right. So I would have guessed that. Well, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
So I was reading a story on 538 this week, and they might have called this the Dana Rodriguez. Let's line up for Dana and let him shoot him down one off by one.
Oh, you know, when people say that, then I screw up. So.
Oh, this one, what it was they call it the John C. Reilly Award. And he was in three movies that were nominated for Best Picture in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Chicago, The Hours, and...
Right. And then this
the
year...
One.
There's one
Michael
you don't think of him in, but he's in.
Right. And then this year, Michael Stuhlbarg
sure.
is in mm-hmm. three movies.
Well, but, The Shape of Water and...
Call Me By Your Name.
He's in Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
Shape of Water.
Right. But here's the part that leads into your wheelhouse. Before that, it had been done 10 times, 10 or 11 times, but all between 1935 and 1943.
Claudette Colbert.
No, so what I was going to ask you, well, I was going to make your name off the top of your head.
Well, Thomas Mitchell is the famous one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it is Claudette Colbert.
Imitation of Life.
It happened one night, and Cleopatra.
I was going to ask you, would you rather, I was thinking, if you either name the movies and you tell me the actor, or name the actor and you name the movies?
Give me the movies and I'll name the actor. That's probably the best way to do it.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple of the more famous actors at first. And then I'll give you maybe some of the minor people in there. So you already mentioned Thomas Mitchell and Claudette Colbert. So we'll go with, Les Miserables. This one will be easy for you.
Well, Charles
Laughton, 35, is Ruggles of Red Gap, Les Miserables, and Beauty on the Bounty. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel a little bit like in the Westerns, you know, the guy throws up the shot glasses in the air and you'll shoot them down one by one as a gunslinger. Okay. 100 Men and a Girl. Stage Door.
Adolph Manjou.
And what's the last movie he was in that year?
37. Stage Door, 100 Men and a Girl. A Star is Born?
Yeah. Nice. Very good. Yeah. And time for one more?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So this is not a star of the movie. This is someone who just appeared in it.
Right.
King's Row. Pride of the Yankees. And Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Not
Gary Cooper.
No, I'll think of it in a second. King's Row, Pride of the Yankees, and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Let me think.
Character actor.
Right. Not Harry Davenport. King's Row. Character actor. Is it the guy that played It's a Man?
Yes.
They're all men, I'm sure.
King's Row, probably the Yankees.
Except for Claudette Colbert.
And what was the third one again? Oh, probably that's right. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah, you're on your own here, Dan.
Give me one of the roles he played in one of the movies.
Would you like the initials?
No, just give me one of the roles he played.
Oh, he was really smaller characters. I mean, not like really background characters.
Like Eddie Goodell in Pride of the Yankees?
No. There you go. No.
So way in the background, I mean, like a little tiny role?
Relatively, but I mean, you...
Is this Ward Bond?
No, it's not Ward Bond.
No. No one is famous.
Is somebody... It's not like Ludwig Stossel or somebody like that.
It's about that level.
Pride of the Yankees. I can't do it.
I'll give you the initials. D.C.?
No, it doesn't help.
No? Okay, Douglas Croft.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Right, okay. And anyway, there's some more. I don't know if you want them.
Save some of them, and then you can call back next week with some more.
Of course.
That'd
all
be
right.
Great.
Rachel, as always.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to call. We have two different numbers here to use. Area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 and also a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And I think it's your turn, Jeremy.
Yes, and Stuhlbarg was in The Post. That's the third one.
Oh, yeah. He plays Abe Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm like Abe something from the New York Times. Let's see. Who are the only two Nobel laureates to have won an Academy Award?
Did Al Gore win? No.
Al Gore is the wrong answer, I expect. So you're right. It is not Al Gore because he did not win an Academy Award because he didn't direct the film.
Got it.
For a documentary, they give it to the director, not the producer, unlike Best Picture.
Well, wasn't he one of the producers, though?
He does not have an Academy Award, yeah.
I thought he did.
Well, no. It goes to the director, not the producer, for documentary. He did not direct the film.
Okay.
That's the key.
All right.
He almost certainly was the top main producer, at least.
All right. Okay. Then the answers are George Bernard Shaw, who did the screenplay for Pygmalion.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And William Faulkner.
No.
It's not William Faulkner.
No.
Okay.
He is certainly a Nobel laureate.
Yes.
But no Oscar for William Faulkner.
Can't think of either one.
Certainly big name screenwriter, Faulkner.
And would it give it away if you said what this person actually won the Academy Award? Or the either the
what
Nobel
type
Prize
of award is
or the, or the, it was the Nobel Prize was for Lit, right?
Correct. The Nobel Prize is for literature.
And so
it'd be great if it was a chemist or something.
So they had to do the screenplay for the
it
film?
Is not a screenplay
it
Academy
is not
Award.
A screenplay.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you said what it was for, would that give it away?
If I said what category the Oscar was for, it would be noticeably helpful, I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Leave it out. Why don't you read the question once more?
Sure. Who are the only two Nobel laureates, or in this case, in addition to George Bernard Shaw, who is the only other Nobel laureate to have won an Academy Award?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to take a guess on two questions. One, I know for sure, Pinky and the Brain was a spinoff from the best animated show ever, Animaniacs.
I agree with you thoroughly.
Don't you agree?
Yes.
I can only confirm half of that.
People need to know about Animaniacs. Okay, and I have a few guesses on the overused music for the figure skating.
Yes.
And these are just guesses off the top of my head. Could it be the theme from Titanic sung by Celine Dion?
No, believe it or not.
I'm surprised.
I like that
guess. How about Sing, 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 the Louis Prima jazz tune? Da, da, da,
no,
da.
Much think older and more traditional.
Older. Ooh. God, I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair. No. I was thinking classical, like Paco Bell's Canon, probably.
Well, you're more on the right track now.
What about Sleeping Beauty?
No, not Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Classical, oh man. Well, Bach Toccata and Fugue in C minor?
No. Nope.
That's too good. Mm-mm. That's too heavy. All right, I give up on that.
All right. That it?
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. And we're a little past halfway, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron.
All right. The only one I have out is from what TV show did The Legend of Korra become a spinoff? So what was the original show? And it's K-O-R-R-A.
And so we had four of the five people who have won back-to-back acting Academy Awards. There are Louise Rainer, Spencer Tracy, Tom Hanks, and Jason Robards. There's one more. Who is it?
Is it Vivian Leigh?
It is not.
Okay.
It's not back-to-back.
Okay.
Which ones do we have so far?
We have Rainer, Tracy, Hanks, and Jason Robards.
And back to Walter Brennan. No, he won every other year.
Three times, even.
Yeah. And how long ago are we talking about?
60s. Hmm.
For supporting?
All of these are lead, except for Robards.
Okay.
And both of Robards are supporting.
All right. It'll come to me in a second.
And one more question?
Yes.
The only Nobel laureate, aside from George Bernard Shaw, to have won an Academy Award. Who is it?
All right. And I have, what are the most overused or commonly used pieces of music at the Olympics for ice skaters? Think more in terms of, I'll give you an example of the one that somebody got, which was Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. What are the other pieces? Remember, the most commonly used pieces of music for ice skating at the Olympics. There are seven on the list. And
how many are ballets from ballet? So I know that I definitely won't know them.
One more.
One more, okay.
Is a, what you would consider, was used, has been used for ballet music.
Sure.
So, and let's
Call
see.
Of the Mountain King.
No.
Okay.
think of the whole piece rather than the individual sure. part, which is Hall of the Mountain King. Pure Gint, but yeah. it's not Pure Gint anyway.
Okay.
And okay, so I'll give you a question here. There are five Best Picture Academy Award winning films that have been made into TV series.
Ooh.
And under the same name.
Wow.
So there are five.
Crash. Yeah, Crash.
No.
Well.
Oh, was that?
Yeah. I think it was.
I thought they made a TV series out of that.
Did
yeah.
they?
I thought.
Yeah, I think it was like on the CW.
Yeah.
Was it really? All right. I'll give you a ball for that. But I didn't have it on the list.
Right.
Anyway, so there are five, well, maybe six, Best Picture Academy Award winners that have become TV series. And under the same name. Keep
sure.
that in mind. So so I will leave that out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just going through the list of winners and not come up with anything.
And the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call.
Oh, Fargo.
That's good.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Tom.
Hi, Tom. Yes,
Fargo.
Problem.
Yeah. Best Picture TV series. Was MASH one of them?
Nice.
I don't think it won Best Picture.
No, it
did not
Picture.
Win Best Picture.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Nobel laureates to win an Oscar. Is that Steinbeck?
Nope.
Hmm. Most overused. How about Moonlight Sonata?
Yes. Very good.
Yay.
I wasn't sure anybody was going to get that, but yes.
I can't even play that.
Anything from Bolero? Oh,
no, nice. Not Bolero.
Carmen?
Yes,
Ooh,
Carmen.
Nice.
That is one, too. Very good.
And let's see. Oh, and I think the Cameron, the question about the Division I basketball player to win an Oscar, there is one more, I believe.
Oh, really? I was not aware
yeah.
of that. Do tell.
I believe Denzel Washington played basketball at Fordham.
Interesting.
At Fordham.
And
C1.
I'm not sure if it was Division I at the time, but it's definitely Division I now.
Okay.
And his coach at the time was very famous, especially in the Bay Area.
Was that Spencer Tracy?
It was Spencer Oscars? Tracy, yes.
gosh, in the Bay Area? What, yeah. You mean Steve Kerr?
Little young. Steve Kerr.
No,
yeah,
yeah, little so. Young. No, it's
and
it
that's
was,
all I can
he
think
was
of
a Warriors too. Coach.
Oh.
Oh, former.
Smith.
Al Addles.
He's famous for his use of his hands.
Bob Fosse.
No. Bobby Knight.
That's more than his hand.
You're on the right track with Bobby Knight.
Did he choke someone?
He did.
Oh
yeah, I kind of
surely
I
you're
do
choking.
Kind of recall that a little bit.
yeah, I'll just give it. It was P.J. Carlissimo.
All right.
Famously choked Latrell Sprewell during that practice.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got one question. Who was the first actor to give the middle finger in a movie?
Ronald Reagan.
how long ago was this?
It was
70s.
It was pre-code? Way before that. It was pre-code.
Really?
So Mae West.
A silent film.
Silent film.
Harold Lloyd.
Harold Lloyd, very good.
Wow.
Good.
He's sassy.
Yeah, and the move Speedy. The movie Speedy.
Nice. Wait,
isn't that possible because he was missing a few fingers on one hand? He just looked like it.
No, he actually gave it to himself. He caught himself in a mirror.
Oh.
Caught his image in a mirror and then flipped himself off, apparently.
Interesting.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I've got one more question.
All right, go ahead.
What was the longest overseas trip taken by a U.S. president in office?
In office?
Yeah.
In office.
Ooh. 2 weeks.
No, longer. Actually, I'll say who was the president.
Yeah, I assume you're asking that.
Yeah.
In office. It wasn't Donald Trump, was it?
No.
Because he was gone for about 10 days.
I want it to be earlier so someone like has to steamboat their way over or whatever. Not steamboat, but...
You're on the right
track. Was FDR. It when Truman went to...
Oh, when Wilson. Wilson went to Paris for the Versailles.
Right, for the
very good. Yeah, that's Versailles, right. Yeah, gone around 3 months or so.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Great show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And...
I gotta watch that middle finger thing now.
Okay. Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay. I have another list question. So I have a list of people who have won both Oscars and Razzies in their acting careers.
Sure.
I want to know what movie they won an Oscar for or multiple Oscars and what they won a Razzie for or multiple Razzies.
I know that actress who won for Monsters Ball and Catwoman.
Yep.
Yes, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
She is not on my list because I thought that one was super obvious.
Does that mean that Sandra Bullock is obvious too?
She's also not on my list, but yeah.
Oh, that was too super obvious, too?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm trying to stump
Leave it to
you guys.
Us to get the super obvious. Yeah.
Well, these might be obvious as well. Okay, so I have Marlon Brando, Faye Dunaway, Eddie Redmayne, Roberto Benigni, Liza Minnelli, and Laurence Olivier.
Well,
all right, so Roberto Benigni, Oscar for La Vita e Bella, and Razzie for Son of Pink Panther?
No, but wouldn't that be great? No.
Faye Dunaway must be Mommy Dearest.
Faye Dunaway is Mommy Dearest, and there's one more.
Wow.
Oh, God,
what was that
know.
Movie?
But Network is the one.
Network is her Oscar, yes.
What were the other people on the list again? I'm sorry, could you read
that? I'm sorry, it was fast. Marlon Brando, Faye Dunaway, Eddie Redmayne, Roberto Benigni, Liza Minnelli, and Laurence Olivier. And keep in mind, the Razzies started in 1980.
So
Laurence Olivier is Inchon.
Yeah.
Inchon, and there's one more. He's a double Razzie
the
winner.
The Betsy.
Did he win for Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. That would have been great. Did Eddie Redmayne, so he won, obviously, for Theory of Everything, but did he win for Jupiter Ascending?
Yes.
Good job.
That was a pretty movie.
All right.
So,
the rest.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And somebody got Swan Lake and Carmen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I might have a couple other guesses. Malaguena?
No.
Oh. Coppelia?
No.
You're
on the right track.
Yeah, I can see them skating to it, but I can't do it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Henry from the Richmond.
Hi, Henry.
I have a couple answers, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, so my first one is for the Nobel laureate question. Who won an Oscar? That's going to be Bob Dylan, I think.
Darn right it is.
Nice. Good for you, Henry. Excellent job.
All right. And the Legend of Korra spinoff, I think, is the Avatar Airbender.
Nice. Absolutely.
Good job.
Cool.
Excellent.
And I have one more, and it's Marlon Brando won 2 Oscars back to back, right?
They weren't back-to-back, he did win 2 Oscars for Best Actor.
Oh, sorry, he won 2 Oscars and a Razzie for Island of Moreau.
Dr. Moreau, yes.
That's good job.
Was that the
Razzie. That was the Razzie. Do you know his 2 Oscars?
On the Waterfront.
And what was the other?
Godfather.
And the Godfather.
There
good
you
job.
Go. Thank you, Henry. Good job.
Cool, thank you. All right, that's all.
All right. Thanks, Henry. And the 2 numbers to join us. Always glad to hear the younger generation call. And
he was 72. What are you talking about?
No, yeah, okay. In a very youthful voice. The 2 numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Yes.
Was there a TV show on Marty?
There was not.
There should be. It was short enough a movie. It was basically a TV episode.
And we do have a couple of lines open, so go ahead and call if you want. And I think it's your turn, Jeremy.
Sure. All right. This one's almost as clumsy as my first one, but here we go. What movie was co-written by, and I'm going to give you the description of the three screenwriters. One, this person was a screenwriter of Shanghai Express and 1935's Mutiny on the Bounty. Two, the first woman shortlisted for a Hugo Award. She would end up winning for The Empire Strikes Back. And three, a Nobel laureate. Common theme tonight. So what film was co-written by the three people that fit those descriptions?
So the first one is Jules Furthman. Am I right?
You are correct.
And
or Stephen Fox, if you wish.
And so the third one must be William Faulkner.
The aforementioned William Faulkner you mentioned a few minutes ago. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Is it The Big Sleep?
It is, in fact, The Big Sleep. Okay. And the person in the middle, anyone for that?
I'm trying to think who the person in the middle is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't ring. No.
She also co-wrote Rio Bravo.
Not Borden Chase. No.
Lee Brackett.
Lee Brackett.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll give myself a bell. And do you have another question?
Sure. Let's see. Tommy Edwards, 1958, Hot 100 chart topper, It's All in the Game, was the result of adding lyrics to Melody in A Major, an instrumental written by what Nobel laureate? You'd think it was the Nobel Prizes coming out next week, not the Oscars, with these questions. So again, 1958, number one hit, It's All in the Game, was the result of adding lyrics to Melody in A Major, an instrumental written by what Nobel laureate? And this is not a Nobel Prize in Literature.
Charles Gates Dawes.
Once again, it's Charles Dawes. Yes. I'm almost out of Charles Dawes questions at this point.
Yes. Charles Gates Dawes, the of the Dawes Plan. And, yes. Yes.
And It's All in the Game,
it's
apparently.
All in the Game. Yes.
Melody in A Major.
And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? Hello? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, good. This is Fran, San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi. Is Romeo and Juliet possibly one of the songs?
Yes, you are absolutely correct.
I am? Wow.
Tchaikovsky, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, good. One other guess on that. Somewhere, My Love, I don't know where it comes from.
No, that's an excellent guess because I have heard that used, but no, it's not one of the most commonly used.
Last one is either Blue Danube or Skater's Waltz.
Neither one.
Okay. I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Who is going to play Fred Rogers in the upcoming movie about Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
It's Tom Hanks.
Yes, it
Never
is.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
No.
I hope.
That's good.
It is. It's Tom Hanks. Nice. Yeah. That's going to be interesting. I'd like to know, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons did three songs that had only women's names as the title.
Sherry.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want three songs. Very good.
God.
You can sing it.
No, I can't, apparently.
There is one, yeah.
I do not know, I will say.
I have seen that musical. I should know that.
It's there are three women songs about nobody else can guess.
But do you want to leave it out? We can let people guess.
I can do that. Then what, I'm going to give the answer to somebody then on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Or are you going to give us the answers now? It's up to you.
It's up to you. Do you want people to guess?
Well, we've got 12 minutes left. So
sure.
What are the initials of their names?
The first one is D.
Donna, the prima donna. Oh, wait, that's D.
No, that's Richie Valens. No, it wasn't. Okay, it's D, and the other one is R. And they're both women's names.
Denise.
You're just guessing. You don't know.
All right. We'll put you on hold, and then you can give the answers.
Great. Can I do one more question?
No, we have a lot of people on the line, so I better let them get on.
Okay, I'll stay on the line for the...
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let me give you a question here, something short. Only one U.S. president has actually been wounded, seriously wounded in action during wartime. Who was that?
T.R.
No.
Okay.
Grant.
No. Only one U.S. president has actually been seriously wounded in action during wartime.
Ike during World War I.
No.
All right.
He was a He was always in the back someplace.
I figured World War One, he might have been grunty enough.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But no. Okay. Leave that out. Again, only one U.S. president has been actually wounded seriously in action during wartime. And
okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi. So I do not have any answers today. It's Weston from Monterey.
Hi, Weston.
I have one question. It might be a little out there, but let's try it.
Okay.
So I've got three movies, and those movies are Bug's Life, Star Wars, and Fistful of Dollars. And these three movies were all heavily influenced by the work of a well-known...
Kira Kurosawa.
Yeah, Kurosawa.
Kurosawa. Can you give me the three movies?
Star Wars is Hidden Fortress.
Bug's Life is... Is it Seven Samurai? No.
Yeah, it is.
Seven Samurai, okay.
And then Fistful of Dollars is...
Yojimbo. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kurosawa also made three movies that are heavily influenced by an artist before him, Shakespeare.
Oh, sure. Ron.
King Lear. Yeah, right.
And can you tell me, Ron and King Lear, and there are two more. Could you tell me the titles in the original play?
Well, Ron is Macbeth, right?
Ron is King Lear.
Ron is King Lear? Oh, he does a Macbeth, though, right?
Yeah.
Kurosawa has Throne of Macbeth.
Throne of Blood.
Blood.
He is Macbeth.
He did do Macbeth. Yeah. Exactly, Throne of Blood.
What's
There's
the other one?
One more. Wow.
Who is the... Well, is...
There's only 35
Is it also
Shakespeare?
Or, no, it's not.
He did Hamlet, and then he made a movie.
Oh, okay.
When in doubt.
Don't know the name of that, though.
Was it called Hamlet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, what was that? What was the Hamlet one?
It was made in 1960. You guys want the answer?
Yeah.
The Bad Sleep Well.
Oh, okay. Huh. All right.
Yeah. And that's it for me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good evening.
All right. The last actress to win consecutive Oscars is Katharine Hepburn.
Indeed it is. Guess who's coming to dinner in The Lion in Winter.
Right. Dana,
yes.
From Oscar to TV series. Believe it or not, there was a series on Casablanca.
There was. And there were two series on Casablanca, one in the 50s and one in the 80s
oh, like
or
Robert,
90s.
Robert, who was...
Robert McGraw. What's his name? The actor named McGraw. In the 50s, and then David Soul.
Oh, okay.
In
wrong
90s.
Detective.
80s.
70s detective.
Yeah.
Show.
Anyway.
Yeah, Hutchez. And overused classical music. How about Carmina Burana?
Not Carmina Burana. Not in the top seven, anyway.
Oh, that's good, because it's certainly used a whole lot in TV commercials and movies for that matter. They seem to use a lot of Tchaikovsky. Someone has already said Swan Lake.
Yeah,
person.
We got all the Tchaikovsky. We have Swan Lake and Romeo and Juliet. That's it for Tchaikovsky.
Oh, that's it for Tchaikovsky?
Right.
Well, that's a good thing. otherwise, we're done.
Okay.
See you Tuesday. Bye.
In the heat of the night.
In the heat of the night, yes. That's
sorry, I didn't
TV.
Get to 19.
That is one of the Best Picture Academy Award winners that became a TV series.
I'm still going through the list. It's taking me a
while. Yeah.
And we have a couple of minutes left. If you'd like to give us a quick call, area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Hi, I have a guest for the president injured in I think it was the Civil War. Was it Garfield?
You're so close, but not quite.
It's another cartoon.
Okay, and we have one more guest.
I know one of the answers to questions. My name is Harris, and Katharine Hepburn.
Man,
excellent.
I give you full credit for that.
That kid knows his movies.
Yeah.
Hi, Harrison.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Glenn, San Francisco.
Hey, Glenn.
So, I knew the Catherine Hepburn question too, but anyway.
All right, there you go.
Whoa! Okay, so the Four Seasons songs, besides Sherry, there was also Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Oh, very good.
And there was also a song called Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, but it was about a woman named Ronnie.
Like Ronnie Spector.
Yeah, could be.
There was also a flip side, a B-side called Marlena, that was also a hit.
Oh, so, see, there's one more than they thought.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
And
next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Angela, San Francisco.
Hi, Angela.
I thought I knew the Frankie Valli songs, but that fellow knew more than I. Wasn't the injured president President Kennedy?
No, he was injured. He was injured. He had a back injury. But he wasn't seriously wounded, as in shot.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom, still not in Oakland.
Hi,
was
Tom.
The president Rutherford B. Hayes?
It was Rutherford B. Hayes, yes.
He always is.
Near Antietam.
Gabby Hayes.
In 1862.
Oh, everyone died at Antietam.
He was seriously shot.
I don't think he died.
And, yes.
Everyone else died. More Americans died.
Made a tourniquet for himself on his leg. Yes, he could have lost it, but he managed to hold on. Yes, Rutherford
Thanks
B.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I now know one thing about Rutherford B. Hayes.
I'm sure you know more than one thing. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Aida?
Aida, oh, for the most
yes.
used pieces of music in ice skating. Not Aida, no.
Okay.
That it?
No, yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got? Cameron?
Okay, the Oscar and Razzie combos that I have left out. So we got Marlon Brando. We got the other Razzie Faye Dunaway one was for The Temp from 1993, which I had never heard of.
Me either.
Roberto Benigni won a Razzie for 2002's Pinocchio.
Oh, I knew that.
Liza Minnelli won an Oscar for Cabaret and two Razzies, one for Arthur II, On the Rocks, and Rent-A-Cop. And Laurence Olivier won an Oscar for Hamlet. Dana, I think you got...
Oh, the jazz singer. Is that the
yeah,
other one?
Yeah. You got right. Inchon, and the jazz singer was the other Razzie. That's all I've got.
1980.
I have no son. Oh, it's Laurence Olivier. And let's see.
One of Neil Diamond's finest films.
Yeah.
What do I have left? I don't think actually anything.
That's it?
No, all cleaned up.
Okay. All right, let's see. The Rutherford B. Hayes was indeed the only president to be wounded seriously in action during wartime. The Best Picture Oscar winners that became TV series, You Can't Take It With You, Casablanca, Going My Way, which starred Gene Kelly, by the way, From Here to Eternity,
wow,
and In the Heat of the Night, and Fargo. So I didn't get Crash. I didn't put that on the list originally.
Yeah.
I should have. The most overused pieces of music for Olympic skaters, Carmen, Swan Lake, Romeo and Juliet, Moonlight Sonata, Scheherazade, Phantom of the Opera, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Tosca, Puccini.
Wow.
So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Jeremy Horwitz, cryptographer. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, also thanks to Steve Wilcott and David Latuli for handling the board and phones. And, above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And we will be here next Sunday on Academy Awards night. We will be doing a show, and it's going to be a good show. So please tune in. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't...